Chapter 10. You don't live under the sea. You haven't met a lobster. So you can have no idea what a delightful thing a lobster quadrille is, the Mock Turtle said. No, said Alice. What sort of a dance is it? You form two lines along the seashore. Seals, turtles, salmon and so on. Then when you've cleared all the jellyfish out of the way, you step twice, said the Mock Turtle. Everyone has a lobster as a partner, said the Gryphon. Of course, the Turtle said. Change lobsters and move back in the same order, said the Gryphon. Then you throw the lobsters as far out to sea as you can and swim after them. Turn a somersault in the sea, change lobsters again, back to land again, and that's all the first figure, said the Mock Turtle. It must be a very pretty dance, said Alice. Come, let's hear some of your adventures, said the Mock Turtle. I will tell you my adventures from this morning, said Alice. Explain all that, said the Mock Turtle. No, no, the adventures first, said the Gryphon. So Alice told them her adventures. She started with when she first saw the white rabbit. It's all about as curious as it can be, said the Gryphon. It all came out different, the Mock Turtle said. Ask her to repeat something now. Tell her to begin. He looked at the Gryphon. Stand up and say, 'Tis the voice of the sluggard, said the Gryphon. Alice stood up. She tried to remember, 'Tis the voice of the sluggard. Her head was full of lobsters. It all came out quite wrong. What is the use of repeating all that stuff? The Mock Turtle asked and said, That's very confusing. Yes, I think you'd better stop, said the Gryphon. Alice was happy to stop. Would you like the Mock Turtle to sing you a song? Oh, a song, please, Alice replied. Sing her turtle soup, please, the Gryphon said. The trial's beginning, a voice said. It was in the distance. Come on, cried the Gryphon. He dragged Alice away. The turtle was singing. His voice got quieter as they got further away.